I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And in studio is Tom Perrone from GoNetSpeed. He needs to check his mic here. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am.
All right. Tom is here. So we're excited to have Tom in studio. Last time we had Tom in studio was, what, 2+ years ago, you said?
Yeah, about 2 years. 2019.
So, 2019, before everything went to craziness.
Yep.
And GoNetSpeed at that time was still kind of a brand new company, kind of saying, hey, guys, we can offer internet to you for a lower price, and it's fiber. And they've been doing some great work since 2 years, right? I mean, you guys put in a lot of lines.
We did. We've really worked hard, and we really think we've helped Connecticut out a lot with the infrastructure and disrupted the market a bit.
A lot.
And I think that everyone is seeing the results of that. You were once handcuffed, and now you're free. There's options.
That's a great way to put it, right? So
yes.
Before GoNetSpeed came in here, the really two incumbents were banging around, giving us really poor performance. You know, maybe three incumbents, if you include Frontier. I never really did, because it's 6 whole megabits, doesn't get you anything. And now, with GoNetSpeed coming in, these guys are all rushing to try to get ahead of you.
Yeah. I mean, we were the first to bring the fiber in. You were also paying some crazy rates for that poor performance.
Yes. It was luxury car payment time to get internet service and from the incumbents. And
yep.
So you came in and said, hey, we can get you this for less than $100.
And now things have changed. And I hope everyone that now has options remembers who helped them with that.
Exactly. when I drive past a van that says GoNetSpeed on it, I smile. I mean, it's just, and we shouldn't have to deal with this as consumers. I mean, imagine if only a certain truck can ride on your road, right? And that was kind of what they were doing. Only UPS could deliver your packages. How much would that cost for that package if they were the only ones that could deliver it? Or like in the case of the U.S. Post Office, we already know what it costs. It's cuckoo crazy. So the competitors come in like GoNetSpeed, and we've got options. So you're in how many towns?
Oh, God, I think, it depends on how you slice it, but mm-hmm. We call it probably over 40 markets.
Wow.
We're saying, in Connecticut.
In Connecticut. And you're going to continue to expand. Are you planning to cover the entire state?
We're going to do as much as we possibly can as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in here a year and a half to 2 years ago, we probably passed maybe 15 to 30,000. And now we've passed about 130,000 in total.
Whoa.
And we're working on this year another 100,000. So we're doubling in size every year, trying to get everyone the service that we provide.
Yeah. I mean, and the key is, of course, how many bodies you can get out there to run the lines, right? You're on the poles, so we got pole neutrality.
There's a lot of poles, and there's a lot of work that goes into getting on those poles. That's, I guess, misunderstood how difficult that is. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten really good at it, and good. We've got a bunch of folks that really are passionate about it and understand it and educated, and Hopefully someone's called in and has spoken to one of these folks, whether it's customer service or even the engineering. They all pitch in, and they're wonderful people, just like you guys.
We're just happy geeks to see speed.
They are too, and they want to demonstrate that telecom isn't any different than any other consumer product. You treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. You try to give them the best service that you can. If they have a problem, you help them.
Right.
If you're enjoying it, you want to hear that as well. So they're really motivated. They're really proud of what they've done, and mm-hmm. they should be. And hopefully the customers are saying the same thing. And if you go on our website, or if you go on Facebook, or if you go in the Better Business Bureau, I think you'll see that they really are singing our praises.
Yeah, I haven't heard a single negative thing. And nobody's perfect, but you know, I haven't heard a single negative thing. The other thing is, you know, you guys are kind of did this without any help. I mean, there's so many companies that get picked as winners and losers in this state. I mean, it's pretty much a pastime of every politician here in Connecticut to pick a winner or a loser. And you'd think that the politicians here in Connecticut would want to promote competition in broadband, but they didn't. They talk about all the broadband problems where people are in at, you know, McDonald's to get their schoolwork done. They whine about that like crazy. Oh, you know, we can't get internet service over here. We can't get it over there. Did you get a single incentive to put your services in?
No, we had a lot of conversations, and I do believe that the politicians are behind it, but it's kind of difficult because they can't, you know, up until I would say now, where there seems to be some momentum with some federal funding and other ways of.
Really?
But it's.
We're awash in cash, for crying out loud. It's why our meat costs what it costs, but we won't go there.
To your point, we saw the demand. We've been in, I spoke about it last time, we've been in telecom and building fiber for Connecticut through other companies for a long time, for 20 years now.
Wow.
Starting with FiberTech Networks. And then now go net speed, but we saw the need and we figured out how to fund it and we got it going, and it was not easy. It's not easy to invent yourself, get your name out there, demonstrate that you know what you're doing. I mean, when you're first starting out, people are like, is this even for real that it's that good?
Because we still have people in Connecticut that have their old plain old telephone lines still in their homes. They don't believe it until they see it. It's like, we're like the show me state, but we don't really believe it until we see it. So here it is.
Yep. So it's been a great journey. I think we have a lot of momentum now. And I'm on here trying to get the word out again.
Yeah.
Tell our story, answer some questions. And I made a hard push for some limited time pricing too, which will blow your mind. That's on the website just for your show.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Oh, Tom, wow. That was so great. So Tab, Computer Talk with Tab listeners can get a discount.
They're going to get it first. They're going to get the limited time offer. Everyone else is as well, but your show was the motivator so I can get on here and tell everybody about it. And it's pretty unbelievable.
That's cool. We'll definitely want to hear what that's all about. Do you want to talk about the technology? Because when Tom came in here, he was talking about how the fiber worked. And did you want to? I mean, our listeners are a little more geeky than I would think the average listener. I mean, some of them don't know what a packet is, but that's fine. But do you want to describe how your fiber works, like just in general, so people understand it? I mean, I think the more people understand, including politicians, will understand how this works a little bit, it might help everybody. So when you get a fiber line run to your home, what does that mean?
Okay. So, I try never to get geeky, but I'll let it go because nobody wants to hear it. And I promised myself that I wasn't going to do all the talking on this show this time, because I did go back and listen, and I was doing all the talking.
That's what we want to hear it. So, hey, go for it.
We talk all the time. We want to hear you.
Okay. So let's say a mile of fiber, you're going to pass 200 homes.
Yeah.
So you start at the central office, which we also call a POP, which gets located in that town. And then there might be 45, 50 poles that are going down that mile or two.
All right. Individual fiber, 45 or 50 lines.
There's, let's say 50 poles. You have to permit to get on those 50 poles.
Poles, you said.
Poles.
Telephone, I'm sorry. I thought utility you said poles. Gotcha. Okay. 50 poles.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It's a New York thing.
So we'll take a multi-count cable, which you'll see there's many of them. Some on the top, there's electrical.
Yep.
In the middle there is called the comm. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the different providers are. So if there's five wires there, then there's five different carriers and they're spaced 12 inches.
Yep.
And that's part of the problem with getting on the poles, because you have to have that spacing and you have to be a certain amount of feet from the power to remain safe.
Mm-hmm.
So if not room and you have to be a certain amount up, like 16 to 18 feet for clearance for cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have the ability to get on those poles, we'll put our cable, and it might be a 48-count cable. And what that means is there's 48 different fibers that might run down inside that little black cable.
Neat.
So they're like hair thickness glass.
Wow.
Right?
48 of them.
48 of them. It could be 96. It could be 144. It just keeps going up. 288s, depending on how many homes you're going to feed on that run, is how many of those fibers you're going to need in that cable. And that all that planning is kind of what goes on in the New York area.
Yep.
Where all of the rest of everything that needs to get done goes on in the Connecticut area by the Connecticut folks.
Wow.
So there's another technology to try to keep that count down, because now in your mind you should be thinking, well, 48 fibers is going to feed 48 homes. That's going to be a lot of fibers that you're going to need to serve 135,000 homes, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So we use a technology called PON, passive optical networking.
Yep.
And that allows us to split a fiber 64 ways. So
you get the little piece of hair.
That little piece of hair goes into
64 ways.
It's not like those big coaxial splitters that you probably have in your house. Mm-hmm. It's more like it's those hairs spliced together, so it doesn't take up any more room. It's all going on up there on the poles. It's called a splice case. You might see a plastic case that's also wrapped around those wires that you see on the poles, and that's where all those individual fibers break out, so you can split them. So then we go to another device, which is another splitter that is connectorized, mm-hmm. that allows you to go from your home to the pole. So now we have one fiber going to 64 fibers. Each one of those 64 ports connects to the 64 homes.
Wow. Talk about the glasses. You need to get to see that.
So, wow.
I can't even read my cell phone.
And that's why you have like splice trucks, and you'll see they'll take wires down. They put them in the trucks because they can't do that in the air. They need to be able to pull that. So there's slack loops. They pull all that stuff down. They put it in a truck, and then they lay it out on a desk, and they burn those fibers. They fuse them together.
Unbelievable.
So that there's no loss, because the light needs to shoot 30 miles. And that's a great thing about fiber is – in the electrical, you have amplifiers and all different powered devices on those poles in order to propagate and clean up the signal and regenerate it, repeaters to get to every house. And you're constantly going out there and you're adjusting them and tweaking them, where the light, if you have a very clean splice point and not a lot of loss, it just it shoots right through there. You want me to say that again?
Awesome. They work on. We're going to take a quick break, get back to Tom and Go NetSpeed and how fiber works, and find out what this deal is for you guys. I'm excited to hear about it. So we're going to take a quick break and get right back to Tom Perrone from Go NetSpeed. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And in studio,
Tom Perrone.
Tom Perrone's here from Go NetSpeed. And we're learning a lot about fiber and how it works. Dennis and I didn't know any of that stuff that Tom talked about as far as how that worked, and we're kind of excited to hear about how it all worked and how you split it down like that, Tom. So we got to talk about the deal. I mean, we were during the break. He told us what the deal was. You won't believe this. If you're a Computer Talk with Tab listener, listen to this deal. Go ahead, Tom.
$59.95 for the full gig.
That's 1,000 megabits up and down. $59 a month.
$49.95. for the 750 meg, and then the 500 meg is $39.95.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
That is awesome. We can't thank you enough. Our listeners can't thank you enough.
Wow. That feels almost like robbery.
No, you know what it is? It should be normal.
Yeah.
In the year 2022, this should be what it is. And you guys are bringing us normal broadband. For once, something's happening good in Connecticut that's like on the right side of the thing.
And this is what happens when a new company comes in and disrupts.
Right.
The monopolies, right?
Yep.
I mean, it brings you better technology, better speeds, lower prices.
And better customer service.
But I'm going to ask that everybody remembers who that was that disrupted this market and support those people.
Yes. He's not kidding about that. I mean, and we've talked about it. If you've heard our show even before GoNetsby, we had Web City Fiber on. Those guys up there in Westfield, Mass., who did the same thing. They're municipal fiber. They brought it to the area. You know, the buggy whip capital of the world. I mean, if you're thinking about this, but before GoNetsby, if they weren't here right now, guys, your internet service would be the same junky service you've got now for probably 30% more because they'd be like, oh, inflation, and your internet's got to go up too.
Exactly. And don't forget, not everybody, we're still trying to build this infrastructure, right? So there's a lot of folks out there that don't have this yet. 2 years ago, it was Southington and Bristol didn't have it. Now you have it. But the next town over, there's towns that we're working on, Brantford, Cheshire, and Naugatuck, and Southport. And the point is if you continue to support us, we'll continue to reinvest that money and build. This stuff is not inexpensive to put up, and it's not easy to maintain. And if we don't embrace folks like us, then the new towns don't get it.
Right. We deserve what we end up with. So we'll talk about what's after the fiber gets to your home. We'll talk about what GoNetSpeed puts inside your home, the technology they're offering, how it gets in there, how it works. We'll talk about that. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Tom's going to stick around, right, through the news?
Sure.
All right, because we'll talk more about GoNetSpeed, how fiber's changing Connecticut. Well, how GoNetSpeed's changing Connecticut. And so when you drive past those trucks, smile at them like I do. Maybe, you know, look, I always think about it. When you think about the power down during, like, storms and you saw the power guys out there and you brought them a sandwich, it's just, that's how I feel about GoNetSpeed. I almost want to stop by and give these guys a Snickers. We're going to step out for a quick break. Three lines open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And I'm Tom Perrone.
Yes, he is. He's from GoNetSpeed. And we're here to help you out to understand what GoNetSpeed has done for the state of Connecticut, number one. And if after you heard the story that Tom gave you as far as how the fiber gets down the line, down the miles of road, spliced into all sorts of different entities, into your home, what do you get once you get into your house? What does GoNetSpeed then have to do?
Okay, so I'll give you the scenario. After we build our backbone, which was that first part that I explained, where we're down the main roads and the side roads, we put these little connectorized, we call them splitters. They're little pieces of plastic that have little connectors so that if you, Eric, were to order the service,
which I would in a second if it was in my area. Go ahead.
You're going to get it soon.
Okay, good.
June.
Yeah.
But it's already available to the majority of your town.
Yes, it is.
You're just an outlier.
Literally. I can reach out and touch it almost.
When you were to order, let's say you were to order, which you are going to.
Yes.
We're
going to
send what we call a drop crew out to your house. So they're going to go from that connectorized plastic box that's hanging on the pole. Mm-hmm. It has eight ports.
Yep.
It serves eight homes around your area.
Yep.
They're going to take a small drop cable, which also is fiber, and they're going to plug it into that connectorized drop so they don't have to get in there and start splicing those fibers. It's a little easier.
Nice.
And then that's going to make a nice connection, and we're going to attach that wire to your house, and then it's going to hit what we call a NID. It's a little plastic box that's on the side that allows us to take light measurements to make sure the light's strong enough right at the bottom of your house.
So we're fiber all the way.
You're fiber all the way. So that's going to be on the outside of your house. That's like an access point for us to make sure if anything ever goes wrong or that when we – and you don't have to be home for that portion of the install.
Right.
Now, when you go to our website and you were to sign up and you were to have – you would have selected an hour – block on a certain day. You can do that all online without talking to anybody.
Yep.
And then you would pick that hour. We run the drop before that happens so that we know when that time comes, 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, that we can just do the rest of it and we're going to be in and out in an hour. So then what we do is we drill right where that box is hung on your house through the wall.
Yep.
And we take a different type of fiber cable, which is more flexible. And you could pretty much wrap it around your finger.
Oh.
And then that goes through the house to the inside wall.
Like standard multi-mode fiber?
Yeah. Okay. But it's single mode. Everything is single mode.
Because you're going miles. Sorry.
Yep, that's right. So that is going to go through the wall, and it's going to have another snap connector. It's going to be a fiber connector. And that's going to go directly into what we call the ONT, but it's really a modem. It's sends and receives light, that little box that's going to go on your wall.
And the interesting thing about the fiber, and this is what we've seen, it's only one strand.
It's only one strand.
What we understand fiber is a send and receive. This can do it with one.
Yes. Hmm. It's all about when you're doing hundreds of thousands of homes, you want to make the best use of that fiber to keep the cost down so you can pass it on to your customer.
It's amazing.
But just because it's one little fiber does not mean that it's not scalable. I mean, that piece of fiber going into your home today will carry 10 gig.
That's insane.
It could carry 100 gig if we change that modem. So once we get this infrastructure out to Connecticut, and I said this on your show the last time.
Yes, you did.
It's light. The median is there. We don't have to replace it again. Now it's just a technological, just like replace the boxes and you're forever scalable because there's nothing faster
than light. It's an infinitely sized highway. Right. Yep. It's just a matter of allowing how much you want to let through it.
Yep.
So you
get into this modem / ONT that's doing all the signaling, but it's also converting the signal on the other side of that where you plug your router in, which is going to be our router now. Now we offer the Wi-Fi routers.
Right.
But that's going to be a copper connection.
Is there any cost for the router?
No.
The router's included.
Router's included.
Wow.
The box is included.
And it's a Wi-Fi 6 capable router, and it's pretty slick.
Yeah, latest and greatest.
So we're going to put the ONT, and then we're going to place the router, which is going to give you your Wi-Fi capability inside the house, as well as your wired devices. And what's really nice about that, and one of the reasons why we were a little slow to roll that router out, is we wanted something that we had visibility to help consumers figure this stuff out. So we go into your home, we place the modem, we place the router, we do a wired speed test and a wireless speed test to make sure you get your 500 meg up and down, or better yet, the gig.
Yeah.
And then they also will change the SSID, which is, you know, your Wi-Fi name.
Yep.
And the password to whatever you had, if you'd like. Nice. And then all of the devices in the house that were working before will continue to work, but much better.
Well, and the thing is here, guys, you haven't canceled your cable yet. You haven't cut the cable yet. These guys are connecting you up on their service first, so you don't have to freak out. Nobody has to freak out here.
Right.
Get the service connected. Watch how fast it is. And then they're going to make sure it works.
Yep. And then at the office, we can see... Now, we're not snooping into anybody's business. We can't see any data.
Right.
But we can see things like, let's say you had your iPad and you were outside your house. And you were called in and said, I don't have my 500 meg. And then we could say, well, we're sensing your iPad, if that's what you're doing the speed test on, is the power level is a little bit low. Where are you in the house?
Gotcha.
Can you move a little closer to the router?
Right.
And that will help people understand what's going on, and we could run some internal tests too. So now we have visibility to what's going on in the house to make it even a better experience for the users.
For
it could be a TV that might be streaming, and we could read the levels on the TV, and we could say the power level on the TV it's too far away. Maybe you want to order a mesh.
This is big. Because we get so many calls about people not understanding why their internal devices aren't working. And, of course, you got to troubleshoot the router. You got to troubleshoot the TV. If you can have your internet provider actually troubleshoot it like they cared.
Yeah.
That's big.
And we care. I guarantee.
Yes, you
personally
do
and through the company and everyone that stands behind GoNetSpeed will do whatever we can do to make it an amazing service that you right. don't have to worry about. You can write us an email, you can text us, you can call tech yep. support, whatever it is, whatever your question is, you're going to have a happy person behind there that works for GoNetSpeed.
Right.
That's going to help you through. Now, there's always a scenario. Sometimes devices are older and they don't work as well, but they'll be able to tell you that. They'll be able to help you through what they believe is the issue, not press this to get to this or, you know, press 5 to reboot your cable modem or any of that stuff.
Most of the cable support always ends right there at the modem, and then you're just kind of stuck. So these guys are the last inch. They'll get you right up to this. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's to the device.
Yeah.
Not to the router, to the device.
Exactly.
Wow.
So then once you've got GoNetSpeed connected, then you can go ahead and make the call you all want to make. The call that I enjoyed so much. You get to gather up all those boxes they're charging you nickels and dimes for to connect to their services. You get to take your cable box.
The ones that are 30 or 40 years old that you were so angry that you didn't have any options.
I have a cable service in Florida, or a place in Florida. The picture is garbage through the cable box that they provide you. But I stream it, and it's beautiful, right? The cable box is just junk. So you get to gather all your junk and walk to the store happily, take a picture, post it on Facebook, and say, thank you, GoNetSpeed.
It's out there. They're doing it.
Oh, yeah, I did it. Yeah. I did it when I cut the cable in general with Cox. But you guys, I can't tell you how nice that is. And the folks at the cable companies are fine. They understand what's happening. They earned it.
They earned it. They really did.
So that's fiber. That's the technology that GoNetSpeed's bringing to Connecticut. And you guys are changing the area now. We talked a little bit off air about money. There's money sloshing around Connecticut like crazy, thanks to all the COVID funds coming at us. $2.6 billion in the American Rescue Plan Act. And you can see that we'll put a link up here to see how that funding is going to quote unquote be allocated. But from what you're telling us, it may not be allocated toward the thing that we use the most during COVID, the internet.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's still trying to figure out how those funds are being used and what's the best way to allocate them, which is a great thing. But let's not just think that, you know, all that money's going to telecom. There's
almost none's going to telecom.
It's an infrastructure. It's an infrastructure fund that some of the funds can be used for roads and firehouses and some broadband, however the town feels that it can be used. And then some of the funds have a more specific definition on how they could be used from the federal government, which I believe is based around a speed. It can't be used if the area has access to 100 meg or more. And then there's another one that is more based toward rural.
Right. So the irony is our government recently saved us a quarter on gas. Right.
How nice of them.
A quarter on gas. That was like priority. We have to save us a quarter. You are going to save us a luxury car payment on our internet service.
already have.
Yes, you have. Our government will save you a quarter. Thanks. You can't make it up. Again, we used internet through COVID. Without the internet and without IT people like Dennis and I, thank you very much, kept you guys running so you could do your jobs, and infrastructure people like Tom's company, GoNetSpeed, connected you. And this should have been – there already should have been a Recovery Act to get this stuff to us. We needed it a decade ago or 2 decades ago. So here we are, awash with cash, and they don't know what to spend it on, and they save us a quarter. So as far as fiber goes, is there anything else that you want folks to know that we haven't covered yet about what's going on with GoNetSpeed?
Yeah. I mean, I keep beating up on the don't forget who helped you do this.
I agree with it, though.
There's ways that you could do it. We have what we call an ambassador program where, you know, if you're a happy customer, then you can get behind it. Or a customer that wants to have GoNetSpeed in their area, then we have some tools to help you spread the word. For us, and there's obviously some perks for you as the ambassador, but we're looking for ambassadors to help us that, and that's kind of like the whole idea is we need the awareness. We need folks to embrace the folks that we built past.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We really would love you to take advantage of it, right, and help us grab that investment and put it into the next town.
Do you guys have like Go NetSpeed signs? I got Go NetSpeed. Do you want to get it kind of thing?
We do. We have lawn signs.
Nice.
That you know, this is all part of the ambassador program.
Sweet.
We do put lawn signs up. We have to ask permission.
Yeah.
But for customers that signed up and are happy and proud of it, which I'm hoping there
we
are a lot of them, that we will give them a sign. We have billboards. We have the trucks.
I mean,
we're trying to our best to get the word out. And I just want to leave you with supporting the local company to allow us to take those funds and continue to build this infrastructure out that will last
forever,
hundreds of years, and be scalable forever. It's worth it.
Yeah.
And, you know, however you can spread that word, whether it's just telling your friends or doing the ambassador program or talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
You're doing us a big favor.
Our pleasure. You want to talk to Dan on East Graham? He's got a question about Go NetSpeed.
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, you are. Hey, Dan, what's going on? You want to ask Tom a question?
Yes. Just wanted to know if you'd have any plans to come to East Granby, Connecticut.
I was telling Eric and Dennis we have plans to go everywhere, and one of the ways that the main way that we decide on where we go is to look at the interest level, because if there's awareness and there's folks that want the service, all they have to do is go to our website, press the check availability button, put your address and your email in there. And what that does for us is it puts a pin on a
right.
map.
Yeah.
And that allows us to understand two things. One, you heard about us. So we'll look
right.
at a concentration of those. And two, you're interested. And then that also, if you're good enough to give us your email, we'll send out updates on how we're doing, when we feel like we might go there. There's also a tracker on the website that kind of shows the consumers mm-hmm. how much interest we've received and how much more is left till it hits that.
All right,
point.
Dan?
I'll definitely put in the vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got it. And so also, if people put in the vote, they can also share that they've done that through their Facebooks. And if Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it might get to everybody else.
That would be amazing.
That's what you should do, guys. That's how social media is supposed to work. So once you say you want it to be there, you got to tell everybody you did it. It's kind of like when you say, like when I say I'm going to lose weight, you got to say it or you're never going to do it, right? So same thing with Go NetSpeed. If you want the service, tell them you want it and then share it with your friends and tell your friends to get it. So Tom, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. Is it over?
Oh, we're done. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Radio's over.
That's why you're pulling me out of the room.
Oh, that pulled you. But I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning, especially Tom Perrone from Go NetSpeed. Check it out. It's changing Connecticut for you for the better. And you get what's the deal on a gigabit? $39 for gig speed? Is that what I heard?
No.
No. $59. I don't know.
$39 for 500.
There
That's
it
pretty
is.
Darn good too.
It is good.
It is.
Just trying to get it cheaper for you guys. Get online. Go ahead and get it for you. Mike G, thank you for posting everything live. Thank you, Carolyn and Joey, for producing. And Dennis, thank you for posting everything on the website.
Thank you.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
All right. We'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!